This is Radio Christian Voice News, the Global Link.
The Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia expresses disappointment over Speaker's conduct following passage of Bill 7. Civil servants urged to remain calm amid salary negotiation deferments. And Trump administration expands U.S. travel ban to 5 more countries. Good evening, with Emmanuel Zamenja Okasabo. Evangelical Fellowship of Zambia EFZ Executive Director Andrew Mwenda has expressed disappointment with the conduct of the Speaker of the National Assembly following the successful passage of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025. Bishop Mwenda says as a former member of the Oasis Forum and in her role as Speaker, she was expected to remain impartial throughout the legislative process as opposed to dancing after the passage of the bill. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices chatback program in Lusaka today, Bishop Mwenda said that although the Speaker was entitled to her personal views on Bill 7, she should have not publicly revealed her stance after the bill was passed by Parliament. This casts serious doubt on the impartiality of the Speaker, who is expected to preside over the House in a fair and neutral manner, said Bishop Mwenda. Meanwhile, Bishop Mwenda noted that the Oasis Forum did everything possible to oppose Bill 7, but acknowledged that in the end, the will of the people prevailed through their elected representatives in Parliament. She said the Forum respects the outcome of the parliamentary vote and will continue to champion constitutionalism, democracy and the rule of law.
I have worked with Madam Nelly Muti when in the Oasis Forum. I know her. It was unfortunate to see her dance after the winning. No, I didn't think that was the best my Speaker would have to do that. I think she could have done better than that. Why was she dancing? She's not a political party. She doesn't belong to any political party anyway. But what was she dancing about? That's unfortunate. That is just a by the way. But a somebody's head. Here it is.
The Zambia Revenue Authority has seized 6 trucks carrying assorted smuggled alcoholic beverages with a revenue loss of over 4.4 million kwacha. The interceptions were made in 4 days at Kafue checkpoint for various offences ranging from undervaluation and misclassification, origin fraud, underdeclaration and outright smuggling. Zambia Revenue Authority Corporate Communications Manager Oliver Nzala said the goods were imported using the Kazungula one-stop border post. The goods seized include 11,442 cases of spirit coolers, 148 cases of Four Cousins natural sweet wine, and 2,290 cases of assorted whiskies, said Mr. Nzala in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Mr. Nzala also emphasized that ZRA would like to remind. Mr. Nzala also reminded importers and transporters involved in similar schemes that they risk having their goods and trucks seized and forfeited to the state, as well as face prosecution in the courts of law. He further encouraged that the public and transporters are encouraged to report any potential cases of smuggling to the Zambia Revenue Authority.
At the Zambia Revenue Authority, we have seized over 13,600 cases of assorted smuggled alcoholic beverages. Now, this has happened within a space of 4 days. We made the seizures or interceptions at our Katuwe checkpoint. Now, all these smuggled assorted beverages were imported into the country through the Kazungula one-stop border post. And when we look at these cases, offenses rather range from misclassification, undervaluation, underdeclaration, origin fraud, and outright smuggling.
The National Union of Public and Private Educators of Zambia NUPES has urged civil servants not to panic but remain patient following continued adjournments in salary negotiations. This is after an announcement was made that public service trade unions have agreed to government's request to extend collective agreement negotiations until January 19, 2026 to allow for further consultations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, NUPES Executive President Victor Muyumba acknowledged that the deferments may be frustrating to civil servants, but emphasized that reaching the right outcome is more important than rushing the process. Mr. Muyumba explained that the adjournments are intended to allow for wider consultations and to enable government to present an offer that is acceptable to the trade unions. What the trade unions want is to ensure that workers receive a fair and acceptable package for 2026, said Mr. Muyumba. He assured civil servants that this would be the final deferment and that the negotiation process would be concluded without further delays.
So when the employer says, we have heard you, allow us to do some shifts, allow us to check around us and see how we can enhance what we brought to you, then it will be unreasonable of the unions to reject that particular request, because it is still in the interest of the worker. And we are optimistic that at the end of the day, the consultations that government is doing will result into something acceptable or better than it would have been if we accepted in the first instance.
Families are Nation's founder and executive director Judith Mwila has called on government to strengthen laws and enforcement mechanisms aimed at preventing bigamy, stressing that marriages should only be formalized when both parties are legally free to marry. Ms. Mwila's remarks follow an announcement by the Lusaka City Council LCC Department of Administration that 9,800 marriages have been formalized and recorded since the beginning of the year. But speaking in an interview of RFV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Mwila described the milestone as commendable but cautioned that bigamy remains a serious concern in the country. She said councils have a responsibility to conduct thorough background checks on couples intending to wed in order to ensure neither party is already legally married. The issue of bigamy needs to be clearly addressed in the law because many people continue to practice it despite it being illegal, said Ms. Mwila. Meanwhile, Ms. Mwila also expressed concern over the growing number of divorce cases, noting that the trend requires urgent attention from relevant stakeholders. She encouraged couples to seek premarital counseling to help them prepare for challenges they may face in marriage and to promote stable family units.
I want to quickly state that formalization of marriages sometimes in our societies has not really been used as a positive progression in the issue of family development. And I say this because some of these marriages that have been formalized, I think you and I may be aware of the fact that there are people who have actually tried to marry when they are already married. I remember a couple of cases in the media that appeared that someone was discovered marrying another woman or another man right there at the council marriage licensing offices.
In African news, the Trump administration has expanded its U.S. travel ban to include Burkina Faso, Mali, Niger, South Sudan, and Syria, significantly widening restrictions on who can travel to or immigrate to the United States. The announcement made on Tuesday in Washington adds five countries to the list facing a full travel ban while imposing partial restrictions on 15 additional nations, including Nigeria, Senegal, Ivory Coast, and Tanzania. Travel using documents issued by the Palestinian Authority has also been fully restricted. The new measures double the number of countries affected by travel limits first announced earlier this year, are set to take effect on January 1st. Coming up shortly, Israel to advance plans for 9,000 houses in occupied East Jerusalem. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Make Christian Voice News your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Israeli authorities are expected to advance plans to build 9,000 new housing units in an illegal settlement on the site of the abandoned Qalandia airport in the occupied East Jerusalem in another attempt to cut off Palestinian lands from each other and block any possibilities of a continuous Palestinian state ever emerging. The so-called Atarot neighborhood in the northeastern Jerusalem is to be discussed and have its outlines approved on Wednesday by the District Planning and Building Committee, according to Israeli group Peace Now. The advocacy group said the new settlement is envisioned to be built within a densely populated Palestinian urban area stretching from Ramallah in the occupied West Bank and Kaf Akwab in the north through the Kwalandia